Avodah Zarah Yerushalmi, corresponding to Avodah Zarah Bavli, Daf Yud Aleph. We begin in the Yerushalmi on Daf Dalad Amud Aleph, the first line, the word Tani. Tani if Yesh Banochim Yisrael, Im Noisim Anochim Lagaboim, Goiv Mehen, Om Yisrael, Om Mefaunasim, Ani Nochim, Vani Yisrael. The Bible says if a city contains idolaters and Jews, if the idolaters give donations to the Gaboim, they may collect from them and from Jews and distribute their money to poor idolaters and to poor Jews. Mavakrim Chole Nochim, the Chole Yisrael, Noichim Aveli Nochim, Aveli Yisrael, the Kovim Mase Nochim, Mase Yisrael, Machnithim, Kle Nochri, the Kle Yisrael, Epne, Dalche Shalom. A person may visit sick idolaters and sick Jews, a person may comfort mourners who are idolaters and Jewish mourners, a person may bury dead idolaters and dead Jews, a person may bring in utensils that have been left in the street and will be lost, both of idolaters and of Jews. All of these are in order to have peaceful relations with the Gentiles. Gildoi Shalom Rabbi Ami, Yom Mishteh Shanochim Ma'u. The weavers, or some say the people of Gildoi, asked Rabbi Ami, may one visit an idolater on his wedding day? V'savim Meshulayin min hadar mipnei darkei shalom. Amalei Rabbi Abba v'hatani v'b'chia Yom Mishteh Shanochim Asa. Rabbi Ami thought to permit it in order to have peace, but Rabbi Abba said to him that v'b'chia taught in the Brisa that the wedding day of idolaters is prohibited. Am Rabbi Ami, Ilula Rabbi Bar Hayalanu Lahatir Avodah Zarah Shelahen Uvoch Hamokim Shirichaknu Mehem. Rabbi Ami says, if not for Rabbi Abba, we would have permitted possible idol worship because the visiting could lead to business dealings, which could lead to the idolater to thank his idol.